Well, this morning we're going to talk safety. We've got Trooper Scott Miller of the Iowa State Patrol. He's their public resource officer on the phone with us. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about an effort that you, along with the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Cass County Engineer, and the Iowa State Patrol will be working on. It's the High Five Rural Safety Project that will be happening here in October. What's that all about?
It is a program designed to reduce the number of fatalities on the roads of Iowa. And basically what it boils down to is that in Cass County, considering the number of fatalities that happened in Cass County and the seatbelt percentage in those fatalities, that's how Cass County got picked or selected as one of the counties to join this program.
So we're not doing very well in those areas.
No, not very good at all.
Part of this is buckling up, is that seatbelt safety. Isn't it kind of hard to believe that after all these years of education and trying to pound it into folks' heads that it's not just automatic?
Yes, and I agree. Because the bottom line is, which we've been saying for years, is that seatbelts save lives. So, yes, it's just baffling to me why somebody who's going to drive, get in the car, would not put their seatbelt on.
Absolutely, and I remember it wasn't that many years ago where folks out there don't see it, but we see it here in the newsroom where accident reports oftentimes include something on there, a little checkbox about whether or not the seatbelt was worn and whether or not wearing the seatbelt could have saved the life or serious injury.
Right, and that still is in effect today, and that's how they get their data to put into the computer to figure out, you know, where those fatalities are happening and whether or not those people were wearing those seatbelts in those crashes.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and I know resources are stretched a little bit. We can drive to Ames or Iowa City on a Saturday from here for a football game and sometimes never see a trooper along the roadway. That doesn't mean you're not out there working.
Right, and that you're exactly right. And that leads to the next part. Part of this program, what I'm doing, is the education phase of it. So I'm getting the word out there through the radio, through TV, through newspapers, however I can get the word out there. And I don't want it to be a surprise to the people of Cass County that this is going on. I would like to see voluntary compliance, that people are obeying the laws, that they're buckling up every time they get in the car, they're watching their speed, they're not driving distracted, you know, they're putting their phones down. But like I said earlier, I don't want it to be a surprise. So when people of Cass County see law enforcement out there, and they will see law enforcement out there, that should not be a surprise.
No, it shouldn't. And that's really shouldn't be it. In law enforcement, it's the goal isn't to get people all the time. It's to get people to comply. I mean, in a perfect world, it'd be great if we never had to write tickets, if folks were just aware of their surroundings and aware of what they were doing and staying within the reasonable limits. But
right,
it's not all, it doesn't always work that way.
Right, and like I said earlier, just to say it again, you know, that if we could get people to comply, we'd have less fatalities on the roadways of Iowa, and that's the bigger picture.
Absolutely. Well, we could talk speed and we can talk seat belts and all that kind of stuff all day long, but it seems like those aren't the biggest issues that you face anymore with folks out there driving erratically or having some issues. It seems like anymore it's all those electronic devices that we seem to have in our hands, and that's getting to be a bigger challenge.
Right. It makes it tough, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
So many electronic devices, and let's just say so many distractions out there. And let's be honest, you look around as you're driving down the roads, and everybody is either talking on a phone or texting on a phone. And if you're not looking at the roadway, even for 1 second while you're texting or talking, that could be extremely dangerous, because 1 second and you could be off the road or crashing into another car.
And it doesn't take much on a rural road, for example. If you just get off the paved surface and dump off into the gravel shoulder for a second, how you react in that split second can make all the difference.
Right, absolutely. The big picture is getting people to put down their phones, put down their devices, and wait. I always tell people when I do my presentations and classes, if the temptation there is too much that you can't ignore it when it rings or goes off, then turn it off or don't bring it with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of the newer vehicles out there, Scott, they have these computer video displays right there. A lot of times you sync up your phone with Bluetooth. Text messages can be done in audio form there. They can answer their phones that way, so it's kind of hands-free. Is that helping?
I don't know that it's helping, because my feeling is it is legal as far as the law goes, but it's still a distraction. Even talking on the phone can be a distraction, because, in my opinion, half your mind then is on driving and half your mind is on the phone conversation, when really your whole mind, body, should be focused on driving that car.
Well, you're barreling a several thousand pound vehicle down the road at speeds that are pretty fast, and it's amazing how little reaction time you can have when you just look away for a short period of time.
Right, and fatalities are higher than they were last year. We were approaching 300, and we still have several months to go before the end of the year. So, and I think that those reasons that we talked about play a big part in that.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and the easiest thing in the world nowadays for us old fogies is to blame the young people. Well, you never see a young person without a cell phone in their hand, but it's not just the young people.
Right. Anymore, everybody's using their cell phones. And here's an interesting fact. Yes, the cell phones and the distractions can be a problem for the young people, but just as much for the older people. But really, the younger people grew up in that seatbelt era where they're, most of the time, they're getting in the car and their first instinct is to put the seatbelt on, whereas my generation didn't grow up that way and are not used to it. So I think most of those generation people probably are the ones that are not buckling up when they should be.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that with some younger people, that some of the cars didn't come with seat belts when I was growing up. The ones that did just had the lap belts, and now we know that those aren't the safest things in the world either. They can cause their own kind of injuries, but, you know, none of us sat in child safety seats when we were kids. But that's not the world we live in anymore.
Right, that's not the world we live in. And it's all about getting the word out that we, you know, law enforcement is going to be out there. But like you said, and I agree with you 100%, it's not about that we want to go out there and write tickets. That's not what we want to do. We'd like to go out there and see everybody complying with the laws and doing what they're supposed to do and driving safe.
Yeah, really, when it comes to highway safety, everybody's in this together. It could be that trooper that you run into coming down the road. And that's the thing that we forget. Oh, I think I can take care of it. It's no big deal if I glance at my cell phone for a minute. I'm just fine. But what if the other guy coming at you is doing it too?
Right, yeah, it could be extremely dangerous. Distractions are such a big problem. But like kind of like you said earlier, that's the world we live in. So that's what we're dealing with. So let's get this education. Let's get the word out that it is dangerous. Put the phones down. And like it says on the poster, be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
You betcha. And so what will folks notice? They'll just notice a bigger police presence out there. They'll notice more folks looking for those types of things, trying to keep us to remember what we're supposed to be doing?
Absolutely. You will definitely see law enforcement will be out there. Cass County and Iowa State Patrol will be out there, so you will see a bigger police presence out there.
And you're not just talking about the Interstate 80 or some of the main highway arteries. You're talking about some of the other roads as well.
Right. They're going to be all over looking at not just the interstate, but also rural roads as well.
All right. So we're trying to start good habits.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing.
Yeah, it would be. Very good. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Scott. That's Trooper Scott Miller with the Iowa State Patrol. And again, that High Five effort, that's a traffic safety project, a rural traffic safety project funded by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, will be using us as an example. They're going to try to get us to be a little bit safer on those roadways here during the month of October. So appreciate it. Tip of the cap to all that you folks do. I know it's not an easy job, and we appreciate very much you spending some time with us here this morning.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.